During World War II, more than 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry were taken away from their homes all around the country and put in internment camps. Then, 71 years ago this month, the U.S. government officially ended the exclusion order that stopped people from returning to their homes on the West Coast after release from those camps. Marie Pritchett's husband was a social worker at that time. He was hired to help resettle people out of one of the internment camps. Last summer at the StoryCorps booth in Seattle's New Holly neighborhood, Pritchett told her daughter, Ann Rhoda, about moving into the camp from the East Coast with her husband.
My name's Ann Rhoda, and I'm now 70 years old, and I'm going to be talking to my mother today, Marie Pritchett.
Is that me now? Okay. My name is Marie Pritchett. I'm Ann's mother. I'm 98 years old.
Today, I'd really like to learn more about your experience living in the Japanese relocation camp in Manzanar, California during World War II. Can you tell a little bit about your first impressions of the camp when you arrived there?
Well, when we drove down from Reno, we were just driving down this pleasant highway. We drove into a driveway, and there was barbed wire everywhere. There was a big gate with soldiers there, with armed soldiers, and there were on each corner. Manzanar was a mile square. On each corner, there was a big...
like a tower or something?
Yeah, it was a tower. And that was where there were armed guards in there, day and night.
Mm.
So all of a sudden, I realized that I was in a prison.
Gee.
Which I hadn't... that had not occurred to me at all.
So there was not really much information in the East Coast or where you were?
Oh, almost none. We knew that the Japanese had been removed, but there was nothing in the newspapers. It was in the East there.
So one point you talked about your first night there, too, how that was fairly dark.
Oh, yes. We had a name. We were Caucasians.
Mm.
First time I'd ever had a name. I knew that there were people from Asia who were Asians and people from Colorado who were Coloradans. I had never had a name. All of a sudden, we were Caucasians, as opposed to the Japanese who were interned.
So I remember at one time you talked about your first night when the sun went down. And
Much to my astonishment, when it got dark, there was a searchlight on each corner. And those big searchlights came on and shone down the fence on each side, so that there was really a fence of light, so that if anyone should try to escape, God help them anyhow if they tried that, they would be out in the middle of the desert with rattlesnakes and everything.
So I guess I'm wondering, too, like, what do you feel is the most important thing for people to learn from that experience? I mean, your own personal, maybe, but the whole sort of historical period there.
Well, I think that by the time things were all done, people realized that it had been a mistake. The Japanese people were segregated simply because of their racial characteristics, and that wasn't fair. And it shouldn't ever happen again. There was no reason for them to be put into a jail. None of them were criminals. None of them were. They were all working people.
Right.
And they had just been picked up out of their jobs, or they were mothers and grandmothers. There was nothing that anyone had done to cause them to be incarcerated. And so by the time the war ended, I think everybody was convinced that that was not the best solution, that it was really stupid.
Ann Rhoda interviewed her mom, Marie Pritchett, at StoryCorps in Seattle last summer. Pritchett and her husband moved to the Manzanar Relocation Center in Central California during World War II. Pritchett's husband helped move people out of that camp back into communities and jobs.